Last Tuesday, Coffee Mambo Jumbo was invited by Google Plus to an event which was pretty special. It was coffee versus tea. Taylor Street baristas and postcard teas joined up forces for an evening, giving us the opportunity to taste coffees, to know what the ritual of coffee is about. We did some cupping of coffee, and then Tim, the owner of Postcard Teas, came along as well with his assistant, Jonathan, and we had some tea tasting as well. And I was so fascinated by the parallels and the delicacy of teas that I had to just come along and discover the shop that Tim runs in Daring Street, just off Oxford Street, well, little alleys off Oxford Street in the region of After Oxford Circus and Bond Street. And I've come into this shop, and I tell you what, it is like a sweet shop, but the sweet shop for the tea lover. I mean, if I can just describe all these lovely tins of different teas, and they've all got beautiful labels stuck onto it, there is a story and a history between of all these teas that are here, the family where it's grown, the country of origin where it's grown. And if you come in here, you can't but marvel at all that is on display. And then if you work your way through, well, you've got a big kind of low table here where you can sit down and just get Jonathan and Tim sadly isn't here today, which is a bit of a disappointment for me, but Jonathan knows a lot about teas and he's guided me towards trying Darjeeling. Now, why Darjeeling is because as a kid, my parents always drank tea. They went to Fortnum and Mason and they always got teas. And Darjeeling is just a tea that sticks in my mind. And of course, even Darjeeling has first flushes, second flushes. I mean, there is so much to learn about teas. And I was fortunate enough to have even the pre-first flush. Was that the spring tea that I had first, Jonathan?
Yes, the spring Darjeeling.
Okay, the spring Darjeeling. And you very meticulously brewed it for me. Is that the right term?
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. And I tried it and it was extremely subtle. Mm. Now, what should I have really have kind of picked out of that particular tea?
Well, first flushes are much greener than second flushes. They have quite vegetal flavours, but also quite very floral and fruity flavours. So in that one, you might have got some elderflower, or some people say cassis, or some people say cucumber.
Okay.
They're all quite
very, very subtle and
very
delicate
yeah. flavours.
Yeah. I mean, I must say, the nose gave me the sweetness and this floral. The mouthfeel for me, the mouthfeel was lovely. It was smooth and everything, but I couldn't pick up anything. It was maybe a little too subtle. Almost. And we got customers coming in, so maybe we'll have to stop. But the thing is, then we had the first flush now.
The second
flush. Oh, sorry, this is the second flush. And that, again, color-wise, reminds me far more of a tea that my mother and my dad would drink. The color is a bit more golden, kind of going towards, I would say, almost a copper, kind of a light copper hue. And there is sweetness in it, and there is a bit of astringency. And you were saying that the balance, again, is very important. And there, again, we can make comparisons with coffee because we like kind of a balanced acidity tailing off and sweetness. And I must say, this definitely my palate is recognizing more.
Sure.
So why would that be, Jonathan?
Well, when people think of Darjeeling, what they normally have in their mind is a Darjeeling second flush.
It's darker.
You asked before, is a first flush better than a second flush? Not at all. I mean, first flush just means it's an earlier picking. The second flush is normally about late May, June, so about two or so months after the first flush.
And what region are we talking about? Which country are we
in? In Darjeeling. It's in the northeast of the country, of India.
Yeah.
And they have this aroma which they call muscatel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It's hard. It's an aroma hard to describe. It's almost like a sort of sweet rose or grape-like aroma. Mm-hmm. People talk about it in champagne a lot.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Jonathan has prepared it with a lot of love, expertise, and it does show for everything. If you put your love into preparing things, the taste is just better. I would encourage you to come to Daring Street and experience for yourself. Whether you're a tea lover or not, you'll start loving tea, that's for sure. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for spending time with Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.